This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 10th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates on Monday announced the two men he would like President Bush to nominate to replace General T. Michael Mosley and Michael W. Wynn in the top military and civilian posts in the U.S. Air Force. For Secretary of the Air Force, Gates wants Michael Donnelly, who currently serves as the Director of Administration and Management for the Department of Defense, and who previously served as Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Financial Management in the first Bush administration, and as Acting Secretary of the Air Force. To serve as Air Force Chief of Staff, Gates wants General Norton Schwartz, Commander of U.S. Transportation Command, who previously served as Director of the Joint Staff, Director for Operations for the Joint Staff, and Deputy Commander of Special Operations Command. In what will likely be one of his last official appearances, General Mosley was on hand at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico Friday to observe the formal beginning of operations for the Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor with the United States Air Force's 49th Fighter Wing. Mosley has been a strong proponent of the aircraft. Operational Raptors are assigned to the 1st Fighter Wing at Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, the 3rd Wing at Elmendorf Air Force Base, Alaska, and now the 49th Fighter Wing at Holloman. In the future, they'll also be based at Hickam Air Force Base in Hawaii. So far, rapidly rising fuel costs have caused several small airlines to shut down or file for bankruptcy. The Dallas Morning News reports industry experts say if high fuel costs continue, bankruptcies will become the rule rather than the exception, and air travelers will awake to a very different 2009. Finance professor Harlan Platt at Northeastern University in Boston tells the paper he expects oil prices to drop, but isn't sure they'll drop enough to save the airlines. Quote, if you don't have an oil price of about $75 or $80 a barrel, at the end of 2009, you'll have most of the airline industry on the financial ropes, unquote. What does this mean for ticket prices? Well, Tom Parson of bestfares.com says a family traveling from Dallas to Tampa around Christmas, after the announced capacity cuts take effect, could pay $524 to $977 per passenger on American Airlines. Parsons says among the other effects will be continued service on successful routes, but cuts in marginal markets, and some small markets will lose service altogether. Those which keep service will see service catering to business flyers, not to families on tight budgets. As United Airlines prepares to cut its fleet and capacity, its workforce faces the uncertainty of knowing the company will also need to shed employees. For flight attendants, at least, that future is coming into focus. United and the Association of Flight Attendants say they've agreed on a one-time offer for eligible flight attendants to voluntarily leave their jobs. Bloomberg calls it the first offer of its type to flight attendants since the early 1980s. Up to 600 United attendants who are at least 45 years old and have at least 15 years of flight attendant service with the company as of August 1st will be eligible for severance payments of $500 for each year of service as an attendant up to 25 years. That works out to as much as $12,500, payable in 12 installments starting in January. Now, if that doesn't sound like a whole lot to get in return for giving up your job, at least they'll have some notice of the timing. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Regular A380 service to New York starts August 1st. Leahy says Airbus has learned from its mistakes and from Boeing's. And Silverjet may be back in the air shortly. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Doug Barker, who spearheaded the recent formation of the Utah Rotorcraft Association. The group's holding its first fly-in this weekend. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.